Hill Foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Second half hour of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield regarding this quote and this, I guess, evolving lesson plan. But I want to back up the bus a little bit because you said very nonchalantly that in, I think you said, was it 1970s or 1980s?
1970s, I believe. Yes.
When the statute was passed about what President Reagan did regarding Japanese motorcycles. In extreme cases, the president could implement tariffs, is what the law says.
Okay.
I'm asking.
I'd have to look it up. I've looked it up numerous times.
Right.
But here's the point. Whether they passed that law has never been challenged. Article 1, Section 1 of the United States Constitution, all legislative power should be vested in a Congress.
Right.
Congress only can pass laws. A tariff is a tax on goods coming into the country.
Is that a law?
Is what a law? A tariff?
Yes,
a tariff is a law. Yes,
no,
it's a tax.
No, it's not.
What
it's
do you
not
call it?
Law.
It's a tax.
It's not a law that has to be passed by Congress in the House and the Senate, signed by a president. It's not a law.
It always was. It always was.
But precedent, yes. Going back to what Ronald Reagan did to Japanese motorcycles in order to save Harley Davidson, okay, was passed that in extreme cases, a president shall have the power to implement a tariff. Like you said, it's never been challenged.
It needs to be challenged because a tariff is a law.
President has been for now over 40 years. If
right,
it was going to be challenged, they had 40 years to do it.
It's a bad law.
Well,
unless you change the Constitution. Listen, we have a division, separation of powers.
I understand. But what Donald Trump is operating under is exactly the same exact state of emergency that Ronald Reagan did it back in the 1980s. We have a major emergency with trade deals with every country in the world. That's what the state of emergency is. That's why Donald Trump on April 2nd, you remember the Rose Garden there where he came out with that chart, Liberation Day? He said, we are at a state of emergency with every one of these countries. We have to renegotiate our trade deals. And, by the way, the tariffs never went into effect. They were a threat. And all these countries freaked out, picked up the phone and said, Mr. President, when can we come to the White House? We want to negotiate a new trade deal.
Let me clarify. One, I'm not opposed to tariffs. I'm not opposed to renegotiating. I'm an America First guy. Tariffs, tariffs for revenue, man, they're working. Money is coming into the federal coffers like never before because of the tariffs. And two, a protective tariff. I'm for them, generally. Let's protect American industries. Yes. That said, that should be done by Congress because it is a law. It's a law. It's a tax. We don't want the president to have, any president, such power. Now, see, here's the problem with the law. Not the Constitution, the law. In extreme circumstances, or, quote, in emergency situations. And that's
right.
The phraseology. That's too much leeway. That's too much.
Who gets to define this president is taking advantage of that ambiguity. He's saying, I get it. Well, guess what? Not one, and let me be clear, because I checked this out the other day, because I had this conversation with another person. Not one of those tariff threats have gotten put in place. Donald Trump has been able, he's telling China he's bumping them up to 157% tariff on all their products coming into the United States. Now, all of a sudden, President Xi wants to meet with them in South Korea. He's not doing it. It's a threat. Read his book, if you haven't read it, The Art of a Deal. I read it 15 times back in the day. The guy is an expert negotiator. And what he's saying, President Xi, I'm sorry, but what you're doing right now is unacceptable behavior. All of your products coming into the United States, effective on, I think, in a month or so, is going to 157% tariff. Now, okay, all of a sudden, Xi wants to meet with them. Let's negotiate a trade deal. Trade deal is okay. Negotiated. The trade deal is entered into. And guess what? They voluntarily agree on a trade deal to a tariff. These foreign countries do. Not a law. It's a trade deal. It's a trade agreement. If they agreed to pay the tax, the tariff, Congress has no say in the matter. If a country agrees to it, if a country agrees to it, yeah.
I don't believe that. Let me put it this way. I don't like it. You might be right in the sense that, yeah, he's done it.
Well, because you're afraid of what the next Democrat comes in and says, I want to renegotiate all these trade deals. I think it's bad policy for America to receive all this money coming in the form of tariffs. And now we've got all kinds of industry coming back to our country. I think this is all bad for America. So I want to redo the trade deal is what you're afraid of, basically.
Correct. Maybe I've called this up. Remember the deal we made with Iran a few years back? I think it was the Obama administration and the EU.
Sure. Yes. Regarding the nuclear power deal.
Yes. That was a... You can call it what you want to call it, but that was a treaty and should have been gone to the Senate for ratification. Never did.
Never did.
And I said it then. The president didn't have the power to do that. He can't do that. But he did.
Right.
I know. So let me ask you this, Randy. Are we moving away from a constitutional republic? Are we moving more?
Absolutely. We've been doing that for decades in Washington. We've been allowing him to get rid of it. I mean, that's what they've basically done.
So you're saying now that we have the power, let's exert the way they did it, and even more. See, I'm afraid that's dangerous, though.
Well, it is dangerous, but here, look at what Whitmer did to the state of Michigan during 23-24, when she had control of the Senate, the House. The Republicans were told, I literally was told this by a state representative, shut up and go sit in the corner and suck your thumb. We're not going to accept any amendments. We're not even going to allow you to talk in a committee hearing, is what this representative told me. This chairman was so audaciously bold, said basically, shut up, go sit in the corner and suck your thumb. You're not making any amendments, and you're not even going to be allowed to speak in my committee. Hello? Okay, no problem. Let's wait until 2026, and then let's see what happens for the next couple of years. And starting January 27, we get the governorship, we take back the Senate, we grow our majority in the House. Okay, Democrats, that's the way you operated. Now this is the way we're going to operate. Why are Republicans so damn afraid of being bold like the Democrats when they have the power? Why is that?
Well, I would say that's slightly different, because if they had the votes and they had very strong party discipline and they, one way or another, got the votes to pass what we consider very bad laws, agreed. But this is worse because you're now, the president, the executive branch, is bypassing Congress. You're bypassing Congress.
Let me ask you this. The state of our state of union at the federal level, it's been so bad being nice with Congress. I applaud what the president's doing. If it's precedent setting, if it's unconstitutional, So what? Take me to court and we'll see you after I'm out of office. I'll tie this thing up in court for years, and I will continue to threaten tariffs and get trade deals and threaten tariffs and get peace deals. Every single one of his peace deals so far has had something to do with getting these countries to want to participate in America's marketplace. You want to sell your products abroad? You want to sell your products, your GDP growing in your country? You got to stop this war. Pakistan, India, two nuclear powers. Okay, no problem. You keep fighting going in this direction. I'm doubling the tariffs on your products. I'm shutting you down. Okay, Mr. President, we'll agree to play nice.
Okay, so you're saying we're in such a state of emergency that the president has to exert executive power and do what he's got to do. Okay,
got
so let's say we're coming to 2026 and
state election
2028. And the president says, look, we're in such a state of emergency that the 22nd Amendment, I've got to stay in the presidency. I just have to, or the country will be destroyed. Would you support that?
That's a violation of a constitutional amendment. The law regarding tariffs that they did for Reagan in the state of emergency was not a constitutional amendment. The 22nd constitutional amendment is a higher bar to violate than a tariff law.
Okay. But I would argue
that.
Yes, I would agree with that. But I would argue the principle that the Congress makes the laws is very important. We have separation of powers.
They did make a law. They did make a law regarding tariffs.
Okay. Let me ask you this. This is a constitutional discussion here we're having.
Sure, absolutely.
We've talked about this. Can the Congress give away their power to make laws? In other words, here's a way that they've done it, and the state has done it. They're setting up all these, say, OSHA and other regulatory agencies, and give them the power to basically make a ruling, and that ruling has the force of law. In other words, can Congress constitutionally give up its constitutional, not just authority, but obligation to make laws? Can they do that and give it to these regulatory agencies?
No. Every single one of these regulatory agencies must submit their ideas for rules to the legislature. The legislature should then have to pass a law and have a governor sign it to be able to implement it. I agree with you 100%.
I'll make a comment on that on the other side, okay?
Sounds good. Final segment of our discussion, constitutional discussion with Pat Chatfield, will be...
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. Final segment of our discussion. So, me talking mostly about Lansing. I don't know how the process would work in Washington, but my feeling is that the DNR, Eagle, LARA, Liquor Control Commission, all these regulatory agencies in Lansing, they come up with these rules. People appointed by a governor to be the head of these various agencies, bureaucratic departments, come up with these rules, and they just implement them. And it's like, and like you said, it has the power, the effect of law. Shouldn't those have to go to the legislature, go to the House, go to the Senate? You know, I'm the head of DNR, and I want to implement a policy. Shouldn't I have to go and get a state rep and a state senator to sponsor a bill, have it go through committee, have public hearings, testimony, first, second, third reading, have it voted on in the House and the Senate and passed by a governor to be able to create a law so that my agency has the authority with the power of statute to do what I want to do. They are far exceeding, in my opinion, their constitutional authority.
Okay, I basically agree. Now, there's some things. Do we have to vote whether M68 is 55 or 65 miles an hour? In other words, there's got to be some reasonableness to this discussion. But the principle, I agree with you. That's the point I'm trying to make here. That's the point I'm trying to make. The point is, I don't think, even though I agree with the idea of tariffs and President Trump's a great negotiator, I understand all that.
Sure.
But Article 1, Section 1, the Congress makes laws. And a tariff is a law. It is a law.
But again, not one of his tariff threats have been implemented.
But there has not. Are you sure
they've negotiated trade deals, and these countries voluntarily agree to the tariffs?
How come we got so much?
Go ahead.
How come we have so much money coming into the coffers now because of the tariffs? If none of them have taken
these
effect,
countries
if nothing has changed.
Have signed trade deals and have agreed to pay the tariffs voluntarily.
They didn't need a
gun pointed to their head.
A tariff is a tax. It is a law. Okay, so we're talking past each other to some measure.
I would disagree. I don't think a tariff is a law. I think it falls under a trade deal. And Congress has nothing to do with trade deals.
Historically, we've had arguments throughout our entire history about how high the tariff should be. I'm thinking of, I think it's 1832, the Tariff of Abominations.
Sure.
In the 20th century, the Smoot-Hawley bill that was people believe was too high. We've always been arguing about how high tariffs should be within the Congress. That was always under the auspices, the authority of the Congress. Now, I don't think it's good, fundamentally, for the president to have that kind of power. Because I'm really concerned about President Newsom or whoever may come. Then what? Then what will he do? The next president.
I guess what it boils back to is our founding fathers. We had no income tax. The income tax, the 16th Amendment did not exist. They funded the federal government with tariffs from the beginning.
Right.
They right. weren't laws. They weren't passed by Congress back when they first passed the Constitution. You're telling me Congress approved all the tariffs back then?
Yes, I'm telling you that. Yes, exactly. That's true.
I'm going to have to do some research. I don't think they did.
Yes,
and see, here's the other thing. Tariffs are not a tax on the American people. They're taxes on everybody else.
I'm for tariffs. I'm just simply saying that that is should be under the auspices of Congress, in my opinion.
Right.
Of Congress.
And so based on the current condition of Congress, that we have a slim majority in the House and a very slim majority in the Senate, you're telling me that you would want this particular Congress to have to approve the tariff deals that Trump's asking for?
I get it. That sounds bad. I'm just a history teacher. I'm not the master politician. Right. I'm telling you, historically, that's the way it worked. Have you ever read the book? And here's my overall point. Lord of the Rings. You ever watch or read the books, Lord of the Rings?
I've saw the movies, never read the books.
The power... the seductive nature of power, it is corrupting. Frodo, in the end, couldn't throw the Ring of Power into the fires of Mordor. He just couldn't. Because, and J.R. Tolkien would say, that's what happens. People get seduced by power, and everybody is susceptible to power. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. People that formed this country. That's why we divided our power, first of all, between the states and the federal government. That's called federalism.
Yeah.
And then we've divided on the national level three branches of government that were, you know, first the legislative, most powerful, then the executive, second most powerful, then the judicial, third most powerful. I shun to say the three co-equal branches of government. I don't like to say it like that, but if you want to say it like that, it's close enough. But the legislative branch makes the laws, the executive branch enforces the laws, judicial branch interprets the laws. That's our system, and I don't want to sacrifice it. And we just my history lesson.
You think tariffs by Trump are potentially threatening that equal but separate branches of government? I don't agree with equal I understand what you're saying. But that's what you're basically saying.
I like the tariffs. I just wish this should be done in a more constitutional way. But I get President Trump's point and your point. Hey, we'd never get anything passed because it's hard to get anything passed in this Congress because we're so divided. I get it. I'm for President Trump. But I'm telling you, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. So that's the lesson.
I guess the only thing we have to do is get out to vote in 26 so we can save our state, get a Republican governor, get the control back from the Senate, expand the House, and then do the same thing in 28. We just got to make sure that J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio win the election and just keep Donald Trump's policies in place.
Right. Right.
I guess.
Exactly.
Right,
I agree.
Sir.
Yes.
We'll see you on the radio Sunday from 11 to noon. Greatly appreciate. You'll be back on the microphone pulpit.
Yes, I will. Yes.
Very good. We enjoyed the guest, but we like you better.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV. Yeah.